In this podcast, I want to talk to you about what should be your expectations in progressing in your skill and your technical control and your ability to swim farther with good technical control. So we know that there's specific skills and focal points that you want to use to develop those skills. But even with those in your mind, what abilities, what should be milestones that you look for, that you should aim for step by step to take you from, let's say, a non-swimmer, struggling swimmer, a miserable swimmer, to a proficient long distance or fast swimmer where you are feeling smooth and comfortable and competent and able to swim high intensities? Well, I want to walk you through a progression of training goals. And this is going to start from basically a person who is just learning how to swim or learning how to swim struggle free. So, you know, you could jump in there anywhere along on this progressive list wherever you seem to fit and just kind of carry on from there. But let me walk you through these. So the first goal that you would have as a swimmer is to simply be able to move pain free. Okay? I mean, it seems kind of obvious, but you know, people are coming and there's a lot of people that are swimming and they just think it just hurts and that's just kind of the way it is. And there's a lot of experienced swimmers who pop Advil because their swimming technique is crappy and it's hard on the body, but nobody's taught them a different way and they just think that's what they've got to live with in order to carry on. Well, I'm saying no, 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 no. That is wrong. The first and foremost goal we have in our training is to remove pain, and good technique will remove pretty much most of the pain unless you already have significant damage or severe impairment in your mobility. So good technique is going to remove pain. So that's our first goal. If that means just being able to take a few strokes pain-free, swim 6 strokes pain-free or half the pool, whatever, that's it. That's what your goal is. You want to just learn how to move the body in a way that removes damaging actions where pain signals you that there is something going on, okay? And that very likely is going to be in short distances. But that allows, the short distances allow you to keep the priority of joint health, of moving properly, of moving in a pain-free way. Now, step number 2 would be to learn to swim with no struggle for a short distance without breathing, okay? Because the breathing action is advanced skill. I know it's necessary, but I still regard it as an advanced skill because it's dependent on all of these foundational skills working well. Breathing depends on those things. And so without adding the stress of breathing, I would set a goal for the swimmer to just be able to swim short distances, holding the breath comfortably and being able to move the body in a way that just feels like struggle free. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they have got great fitness yet and they could swim that way, you know, repeat after repeat for hundreds of repeats. They still have to build fitness. But our goal, again, is just to learn how to move the body smoothly and effectively in a way that just feels so much easier than it ever has before. But we know that we need to breathe, and if we're gonna wanna swim any longer distances than just, you know, half the pool, we're gonna have to add breathing. So step number 3 in the progression would be short distances of no struggle swimming with a breath thrown in there, or a few breaths thrown in there. Okay, so our next goal is just no struggle swimming, short distances with a breath in there. So obviously we have to add the skills, the breathing skills, rhythmic breathing. Now it could be interrupted breathing, where you just roll over into backstroke skate position, glide for a moment while you're breathing, and then roll back and resume the stroke. That's kind of an intermediate step. But then ultimately, we do want to learn, have you learn the rhythmic breathing so that you can just keep moving, not breaking the rhythm, and carry on down the lane with the stroke pattern, and just insert a breath there, come back, and carry on, all right? And once you've got breathing inserted into the stroke, now you can consider swimming longer continuous distances. It may just be the first goal is swimming a 25 with breathing and doing it in a way that feels great and take a little rest and then turn around and do another 25. That might be a great goal right there. But ultimately, most people want to be able to swim longer than that continuously. So after you've developed no struggle swimming with breathing, then you want to then really work at being very consistent in all of your strokes with your level one skills. Okay, so level one skills are all the things that you've been learning to the foundation of your stroke, balance skills, streamline skills, and your basic propulsion skills. Those are your level one skills. And before you really think about trying to swim longer distance, just aim to swim your 25s, your one length of the pool, with very consistent quality, okay? Consistency, that's the key word. Instead of just every once in a while things feel good, just keep doing repeats, short distances, until you really feel like, you know, pretty much 80, 90% of your strokes are holding the basic qualities that you, of the standard you've set for yourself, okay? Then once you feel consistent on the shorter distances, now you can then start considering lengthening, extending the duration of swimming. So let's say you were just swimming 25s comfortably and you're feeling very consistent now in your level one skills with breathing. Now let's bump it up. Let's do 100s. Let's do 100 repeats, 75 repeats, 50 repeats. You can just extend the distance any interval, any multiple that you want. But let's just make it easier. Let's say you're going to extend to 100s now. And you do a little rest, do 10 100s with a little rest in between each one. And then once that starts to get easier and you notice you're very consistent on each 100, then you could bump up to 200s, do 5 200s with a little rest in between. And then maybe you're going to do 3 400s with a little rest between. And then a few weeks later, you may find yourself doing 800s. You know, you could do one of those and feel really good, or maybe you do one of those, and then after that, you do another 400 after that. So just, you're starting to increase the distance and maintaining the standards of your level one skills, okay? And this is a way of gradually progressing your fitness and your technical control, because it's not merely building aerobic ability as if that's separate from your technical control. You want to actually build technical control that has endurance. So by doing it this way, with this kind of a progression, you are increasing your technical skills in proportion to your aerobic capacity to swim longer distances. Your muscles are developing extremely specific muscle strength and endurance so that you can maintain that technique over the entire distance. Okay, that's why we don't want to do drills and practice technique in really easy scenarios and then switch to a different technique, just turn off regard for technique and swim longer distances for fitness, because you'll be training two different movement patterns. Okay, now I should make another podcast to point out there is a way to transition between those two without being so extreme, but I'll save that for another podcast. Okay, back to our progression list. Now that you've considered extending distances, your goal now, don't change the distance. Let's say you chose 400 as your test distance. You got to the point where you're able to swim 400 yards or meters and swim it continuously and hold pretty good technical control for the entire 400. Now add stroke counting and a stroke count requirement for that distance. So even if your stroke count is not yet in the green zone, your ideal optimal zone for your body conditions and event, even if it's not in that green zone, you can still set a goal to swim with the stroke count that you currently are fairly comfortable with. So let's say in a 25 meter pool, you're taking 24 strokes. Now, most likely for most people, that's not in the green zone for anybody, but that's your best stroke count right now. Well, probably you can't hold 24 strokes for every length of a 400 swim yet, but you could make that your training goal. And the great thing is, even as you set that standard for yourself, you're gonna become stronger. All the muscles and the neural connections that make that 24 stroke count stroke work for you, it's going to become stronger and it's going to have greater endurance. And you'll notice that actually as you become better at swimming with 24 strokes per length, your stroke's actually probably going to lengthen out a little bit easily. And you'll notice, hey, every once in a while it turns into 23 strokes or 22 strokes. So just by setting a goal with your current stroke count of setting a goal of being consistent over the entire swim, you'll actually be improving your stroke length ability, okay? So being very consistent in stroke count would be your next goal. And then after that, now consider making tempo your required tempo. So choose a tempo that's comfortable to you right now, maybe for short distances. Let's say your tempo is, you can swim with a tempo of 135, 1.35 seconds per stroke, which on mode one on the tempo trainer. And you can do that for 25s or 50s, but you notice it starts to, you feel a little tired when you're requiring yourself to maintain that tempo on longer distances. Well, great. That's going to become your new challenge for that 400 meter swim. Now people ask, well, what do I do about my stroke count? I notice if I'm paying attention to tempo, then my stroke count goes up. Well, on the first time that you work through this, the first time you go through this process, I would give you permission to just be loyal to the tempo and let your stroke count go up a bit. That's okay. I mean, if it just shoots up through the roof, then you're probably hitting some muscular limits as well, and you should probably not swim that far. But we've assumed already that you've accomplished a 400 meter swim with a consistent stroke count, and that would suggest that you're strong enough to prevent the stroke from blowing up, even if you add a tempo constraint. So we're gonna guess that you can do the 400 with a fairly consistent tempo and not totally destroy your stroke count. But you'll notice the first times you do this with that beeper going off that, hey, you can go a few laps and then it starts to get a little bit more difficult. Well, that's the challenge that you're facing. And so you spend a few practices or a few weeks, whatever it takes, to work through that level and get to the point where you can feel pretty comfortable holding a tempo for the entire swim. Now, after that, let's combine stroke count and tempo together. See, we're not going to ignore count. We're going to come back to it. So here you are on the next level of progression goals is you're going to now aim to have consistent pace. And instead of looking at the clock to see that you're swimming at the same speed each lap, what you just need to do is set your tempo trainer to that same tempo that you used on the previous progression goal. And now you're just going to require yourself to hold consistent stroke count. And of course, the first time that you do this, you're going to run into the same challenge that you noticed, that your stroke count wanted to go up a little bit. That's the challenge that you face in this level of progression goal. Okay? So now you're going to work on that for a few practices or a few weeks until you can swim the entire 400 meters with the pretty much the same stroke count and the same tempo the whole time, which means you've held even pace the entire 400 swim. So that is awesome. Once you can do that over the entire, all those skills over the entire swim, your body is so much more strong, but not merely just generally strong. Your body is specifically strong for this particular stroke pattern. And that's exactly what you want to achieve. Now that you have that strength, what do you want to do with it? Would you like to increase your distance? Would you like to increase your speed? Well, then it's up to you what you'd like to do after that. You could take the exact same standards, step back in the progression, back to the consistent stroke count, and then increase the distance. Okay, go back three steps in this progression. Then let's say move from 400 to 800 meter distance, and you're gonna go back through a period of time where you just focus on keeping a consistent stroke count over the entire 800 meters. And then once you feel quite consistent in that, then you can go and switch to the tempo control, tempo constraint. And now you're gonna practice swimming an entire 800 meters with the same tempo, keeping an eye on stroke count, but not necessarily requiring yourself yet. And then once that gets more comfortable, then you switch back to the tempo, excuse me, the pace control. Now you require yourself to hold the same stroke count and the same tempo over the entire 800 meters. And you work on that for a few practices or a few weeks, and you'll notice that you've gotten so much stronger. So this basic progression here is a way that you could, you know, design, just very quickly, map out your own skill and fitness progression right here. This is it. This is the backbone of a basic skill and fitness progression plan. I hope you find that useful. Maybe it would fill in some blanks for you, or at least spread out things so you don't feel like you have to try to accomplish skill, stroke count, tempo, speed, distance, everything all at once. Actually, there's a way to put these in order and work on them one by one, building upon one upon the other, and you'll notice that your skill and fitness will progress in a much more thorough and satisfying way. All right, try that one out. Talk to you later.